I was probably more concerned when the children were tiny, you know, very small, but I never seemed to get it off. It was just a stone off, back to it. And my husband used to say to me, they see you coming. And he used to sort of say, because you had to pay, I don't know how much it was now, it was about £2 something then, but he said, they just want your money. They don't want to, they're on a sort of a good thing, you know. And he wanted me to lose weight, I suppose, but I think he was a bit complacent that they were taking money off of me falsely or something, I don't know. But I think it was me, really. I didn't keep up to it, you know. But then when you're a diabetic, it's a different thing altogether, because you have to watch everything you eat, because everything sort of puts your blood counts up. Bread will put your blood counts up if you're eating too much of it, or potatoes, or anything seems to sort of trig it off to go up too high, which you don't want to do, you know. You want to keep it. So that in a sense is a good sort of standby, really. Although at the moment I'm in slimming world at the moment, but I'm finding it terribly difficult to lose weight. And I don't know whether it's the insulin, the lifestyle that I lead at the moment, which is pretty sort of mundane, you know. I don't really do a great deal. I'm retired now, so I don't work as such, but I do try to walk every day, a couple of miles, like, you know. But other than that, I don't really have an awful lot of exercise, I don't suppose, because it doesn't take long to clean the house with the two of you in it.
Why do you think you did put on weight?
Probably greedy. I don't really know. I think I ate all the wrong things. Yes, I did. I know that. But it's something in your head, really, I think. I've always said this. It's not really to do with... you look at things... I think fat people look at things in a different way than thin people. I think we look at food in a totally different way. We wake up in the morning and think, oh, what can we eat? Whereas a thin person just gets up and they don't think the same about food. We sort of think, when we've eaten one meal, when's the next one coming, and what are we going to have, and how delicious it'll be.
Why do you think there is that difference?
I don't really know. I'm not quite sure, really. I've tried to sort of analyse it from time to time, but I don't really know. Because I was a thin child, I was really skinny little thing. I mean, my mother used to say I was really hard to rear, you know, because I would eat nothing and I'd pick about something. And I think really where it come into it was when I was a child, my father used to say, oh, eat up, he said, and you'll be a big girl, you know. And I thought, yes, I am a big girl now. Not big in height, but big in width. But I think that sort of manifests itself in your head, that if you eat up and you'll be strong and you'll be, you know, healthy and that, but it doesn't work that way at all. You know, I think it's just the wrong idea. Well, I think it was just put into your head somehow, you know, that. But I don't really know why the thin people don't think of food, but we always do. I mean, even I go with friends to the slimming world, and we constantly, all we're talking about is the things that we can't eat, not the things that we should be eating, you know. But I don't think we'll ever be any different. I'm sure we won't.
When you got married, did you cook the same sort of food that you'd been brought up with?
No, because my husband didn't like, I don't think he liked the same sort of food as, so I was sort of more or less, whereas before we were sort of eating, we'd like say the Irish cuisine as such, we went back to the English sort of food and what we eat, you know. So we were eating sort of pies, and which we didn't really have pies at home, not really, but we did then when I was married. We had pies and different things like that, you know.